Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As things green up and plants go in the ground, don't forget that Iowa State University Extension and Outreach has a wide variety of resources for anyone looking to plant this spring, whether that be our ag producers, our commercial vegetable producers, or even the home gardener. All of these resources, of course, can be found online. You can also stop by the Extension office and we can help connect you with the latest in research, with a publication to answer your question, or help you dig further something that may be of interest. The Iowa State University Extension Horticulture website, the Horticulture and Home Pest News, has been completely redesigned. This website is a great one-stop shop for all things horticulture. It combines the previous yard and garden news with the horticulture and home pest news, as well as linking to the horticulture frequently asked questions, which are easily sortable by category. There are also many new features, such as direct links to relevant publications in the Extension online store. And even right there on the front page, it lists timely topics and links you to a direct feed of things going on the Master Gardener and Horticulture Facebook pages. Check it out if you have not already visited hortnews.extension.iastate.edu, or just search horticulture website on the very front page of the ISU Extension website. A wealth of knowledge and a variety of resources right there at your fingertips. Much easier to find what you're looking for when it comes to home horticulture information from ISU Extension. Now, one of those hot topics right now is container gardening. Whether it be for plants or vegetables, container gardens are a great way to garden in a small space. They're also a great way to add a pop of color to an area where you may not have the ability to grow plants otherwise. Container gardening for vegetables is becoming more and more popular, and that's the topic of our Yard and Garden column this week from our Extension Horticulture Specialists. While a traditional home garden is a popular way to grow vegetables, it's definitely not the only way. Growing vegetables in containers can definitely produce a bountiful crop, but you must be careful and do a little more planning to get the best results. Plants grown in containers require a well-drained growing medium. Garden soil alone, as in soil shoveled out of your garden and into the pot, is not a great growing medium, as it may compact when placed in a container, resulting in poor water drainage and limited aeration, so no oxygen able to get to the roots. Soil may also pull away from the inside of the container when it dries, making it difficult to properly water plants. A homemade potting mix can be prepared using equal amounts of garden soil, peat moss, and perlite. Commercial potting mix is often the best choice when gardening in containers. The quality varies. Poor potting mixes are often inexpensive, heavy, and black, and don't drain particularly well or become muddy. High-quality commercial potting mixes are lightweight, well-drained, free of plant diseases and weed seeds, retain moisture and nutrients well, and don't readily compact. Commercial potting mixes can be purchased at garden centers and many other retailers. You may have to try a few to find the one that is right for your gardening situation. A variety of containers can be used to grow vegetables, whether they be plastic, clay, ceramic, or wood. They do need to be able to hold an adequate amount of potting soil and have drainage holes in the bottom. Drainage holes can be drilled in plastic and wooden containers if they don't already exist. In regards to size, it depends on what you want to grow in the pot. Several leaf lettuce or spinach plants can be grown in a simple 1-gallon container. A single pepper or eggplant can be grown in a 2-gallon container, while a 4-gallon container would be necessary for a single tomato plant. And again, we're just making sure that we can accommodate the roots and have good drainage. If you are looking to grow tomatoes, a very popular container plant, there are a few varieties you may want to consider that historically perform better than others in containers. Determinate tomatoes are a good place to start. Determinate tomatoes are small, compact plants that grow to be a certain height, then flower and settle their fruit within a short period of time. Indeterminate tomatoes are large, sprawling plants which will usually get too large for most containers. If you're purchasing tomato plants at the nursery, you'll want to look at the tag. It should tell you if they're determinate or indeterminate. Some good determinate cultivars for tomato growing in containers include a Bush Early Girl, a Better Bush, Celebrity, Patio Hybrid, Patio Princess, Sweet and Neat Scarlet, which is a cherry tomato, or Sweet Zen, which is a grape tomato. As regards to vine crops, most cucumbers, melons, and squashes are not well suited to containers because they are large, sprawling plants. However, if you do want to try container gardening with vine-type plants, you may want to look for a bush-type cucumber or summer squash, as they will tolerate being grown in containers. For more information on Extension resources, updates on upcoming events, and more, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the Extension office. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.